Police have given us an update on their ongoing Operation Raptor Wheelie, designed to improve road safety in the wider Maroochydore area. So far this month, officers have executed 2 search warrants at properties in Budrum and at a third home at Watulla relating to alleged dangerous operation of vehicle offences, and they've seized 3 e-bikes. A 16-year-old boy has been charged with multiple offences, including 1 count each of dangerous operation of a vehicle, driving without a licence and driving an uninsured vehicle. Investigations into the actions of 2 other teenagers are ongoing. Mayors and key staff from all 77 Queensland councils will put forward 133 motions at a special meeting today. They've gathered on the Gold Coast for the Local Government Association of Queensland annual conference. It's so mayors and council executives can discuss shared problems and suggest solutions. Sunshine Coast Mayor Rosanna Natoli will be presenting on a citizens panel today, discussing the council's concerns about recreational vehicles being parked in residential streets, biosecurity to better protect us from the spread of fire ants, and concerns about who's responsible for removing roadside litter. And briefly, a majority of the rescues performed at Queensland beaches this past weekend happened on the Sunshine Coast, and in what is proving to be frustrating for our lifeguards, all of those rescues were performed outside the red and yellow flagged areas. They're worried the message about beach safety isn't getting through. Remember, if our lifeguards can't see you, they can't save you.